This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstich.
Cheer, I told you it's Falstich.
That's not how it's spelled.
Well, BJ yelled at us.
So it's spelled Falstich, though.
It's like false dick, like it's like a fake dick, you know, like a sex toy.
Oh. That's Jess Dildo.
Private Prissy Pants!
Sir, yes, sir! Lieutenant Hefty?
What are you doing on your iPod on guard duty?
I'm listening to the default setting, sir.
Default setting?
Sir, yes, sir. It's a podcast where Jess and Gigi discuss people's default setting and how it's affected them, sir.
Sounds like hippie liberal psychobabble to me, Private.
It's actually really good.
What are you doing on base?
I'm your 5 o'clock humiliation appointment.
I hired you for discretion.
Catch the default setting on the Above Below Entertainment Network.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
From Shakespeare's Lower Level in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're taking on a profession that is competing with us for our Your Entertainment Dollar.
Tonight?
No, not tonight. I don't know. Somebody may have...
What if it's a trick and they are?
Hopefully not. We'll get into why in a little bit. Joining us this week on the program is the Capo di Tutti Capi of Kalamazoo, comedy,
what
Mr. Bob Fredericks.
How's it going?
It's going very well. Thanks for coming on, man.
So normally before we do these shows, I'll take like a Valium or like a Klonopin, just like chill myself out. But now we have this nice, is this velvet?
I am a fabric expert, Jordan. And just
you look like a fabric expert.
I think it's velour. Is that what fake velvet is?
Isn't that what Italians wear on The Sopranos?
Velour.
Like the tracksuits? Isn't that what those are made out of?
Or like you get a velour Elvis?
See, you're doing it too. It's calming me down. Is it calming you down?
Really calms you down. Yeah.
It's actually calming me down watching you do it.
Nice. You like that?
Yeah. So, right. See, we can do this kind of stuff because there's actually people here.
Yeah.
Nice. Watching what we're doing.
I think what this proves is that we need a cat in studio, Jordan.
Instead of me?
Yeah.
Act outs are good for podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got all these visual gags that you're getting at letthehateflow3.com.
So can we prove that people are here? Can you make like a tiny bit of noise? That actually is probably going to sound really good.
That was really good.
Yeah, you guys did great. A+.
That's the loudest two people I've ever seen.
I've seen louder two. Never mind.
Yeah, just stop. Just don't do it.
Okay, so Bob, why do you hate magicians?
Magicians. I hate that. It's like a spelling bee. Magicians. M-A. Allow me to count the ways that I loathe magicians. Not all magicians. Like, there's four that I like.
Chris Angel Mind Freak.
Fuck him. No. Like, I'd say, like, Penn and Teller. They're dope because they'll
be honest.
They're cool.
I always forget they're magicians.
Well,
because they're smart.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, they're a whole... their own thing. Like,
yeah.
Because my main problem is that magicians are goddamn liars.
Mm.
It's their profession to lie to you. They'll just be like, look at this empty fucking hat. And oh, nope, it's a bunny. Pet it. Like,
everything that you've just seen was a lie.
Exactly.
Would you rather him like take it out and be like, it's a real bunny? Like, snap its neck. Like,
I mean, like, that'd be really metal and then have like fucking
King Diamond playing behind
him. Yeah, something, yeah. But, I mean, like, Penn and Teller, they're cool.
Yeah.
There's a local magician.
Do they count as two or one?
I count them as one.
Okay, so that's
one.
They're
an act.
Okay.
But then there's, a local magician who goes around town named Ron Jackson.
Oh, he's amazing. Boombox Ronnie?
No, not Boombox Ronnie. That's pretty straightforward what that is.
He is there. A magician, though.
I mean, it's pretty, sorts. It's magical for sure.
It is.
No, Ron, like, he comes to Shakespeare's a lot. Like, he just does a lot of, like, really cool stuff. Like, it's obviously fake, but he sells it, and it's good, and he's personable.
I mean, do you think magic is real? Like, I'm a big Harry Potter fan, but, like...
Well, that's warlocks. We'll get to it later.
What's your stance on warlocks?
Well, wizards are cool. Like, I mean, you got, like, Harry Potter.
Right.
Like, that whole universe with that Dumbledore. There's tons of cool wizards. Like,
What about Gandalf?
Like, Gandalf was the next one I was going to go.
Okay.
But then you have, like, warlocks, which is, like, Gargamel in a basement underneath a tree trying to turn Smurfs into food.
Okay. Where do you stand on Gargamel?
Creepy.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, Gargamel looks like child molester.
Smurfs aren't people, so who cares?
You're like, yeah, but you're a real life Gargamel.
Soylent Blue is not people, so it's okay.
It's Smurfs.
You're constantly petting a cat on Instagram. You are fucking Gargamel, dude.
Well, yeah, that's not Azriel, though. Those little bits. She loves me. She does not want Smurfs. She wants treats.
Well, maybe Jeremy would be convinced if they're pulling cats out of a hat, and then like, now you pet it, and then that replaces the table. So,
yeah, that's what I need. I just need a cat.
All right, so local magician who you didn't name, which I also love.
Oh, I said Ron Jackson.
Oh, you did say Ron Jackson, my bad.
And then next on the list, I decided there's this dude, Piff the Magic Dragon. I think he won America's Got Talent. Like, he just doesn't give a fuck. Like, he wears a dragon suit. He's got a little dog and a whole tabernacle. It's great. It's amazing. It warms your heart. It's fantastic. He follows me on Twitter, so I don't know what that means.
Is he verified?
Yes.
Doesn't that always feel good?
Yeah, it feels cool. Like him and like Danny Brown. Oh, no, I got a couple.
Who's Danny Brown?
The rapper
from
Detroit.
Rapper. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I was like, oh, shit, Danny Brown. But then you see those people.
Like, you could search Danny Brown on Twitter, and there's going to be, like, probably 150 people that show up minimum.
Well, there's, like, 100,000 people that they also follow versus the 400,000. So you're just like...
I always get bummed out when, like, a verified account follows me, and then I look, and they have a million followers, but they follow 1.2 million people. I'm like, why?
And then the algorithm deletes you 3 weeks later.
Well, that's what you get for trying to get your hopes up that somebody was actually paying attention to you. Did you think that Tay Zonday was actually interested in your work?
No. No, but Rhino from ECW follows me, also of Michigan fame.
Some follow back, but others feel the pain.
Yeah. Who's the fourth magician?
Let's see. I had a list. I don't know. Definitely not Chris Angel. He sucks.
What about the Amazing Jonathan?
That was the one. Amazing right. Jonathan.
Who was that one guy that he like was frozen in ice in Times Square? He was like before
David
Chris
Blaine?
Angel. Yeah, that guy. What about him?
I mean, David Blaine.
He's creepy.
I want to say, yeah, he does like weird feats that aren't magic, which those things are kind of cool. But at the same time, like his magic specials, like Chris Angel does a similar thing. Like when it's on TV, it's just like full of actors that are extras that are just overacting.
Yeah,
too
it's
much.
Reality
like,
TV.
Oh my God, man. Like, holy shit. Like, the thing is, David Blaine's last special I watched was like all with like professional actors. And I was like, oh my God, like he's doing an amazing job entertaining these people. And then I realized it's a liar performing full of professional liars.
Yeah, but you know, that's work, dude. So, I mean, you should find a magician that's willing to pay that kind of money to go, oh my God, amazing!
I wish I had a credit as an extra on a David Blaine special. I would, like, run down the street after he, like, pulls an ace out of my butthole or something.
Put it on a flyer, as seen with David Blaine.
But it can't be, it can't just be because they're liars.
No,
did a magician, like, pull a trick on you?
No.
I don't believe you.
I've never had, like,
a trick. They put a curse on you?
I don't know, me and my girlfriend got pulled on stage at an open by a local magician. He was nice, but like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of like amateur magicians you see, like it's just like, oh, you want to see a card trick? And then like, either they're decent at it to where it's something with sleight of hand, but that's just, my main problem is you know going into it that they're, is a something behind it that is just, okay, it's going to end up this way.
But that's like the mystery part of it.
But
that can be fun.
It's difficult to suspend your disbelief after so many magicians.
Yeah, but like, don't you ever see shit and be like, how the fuck did they do that? Or do you just not care?
I don't care. Like, maybe I'm dead inside, or I don't know what it is. Like, when I see someone who's very good at it, like, I mean, part of it's just I hate shitty magicians and like people who like.
So like, what about Jesse Eisenberg from that movie? What's that movie called? What is it? Yeah, now you can see me. You can't see me.
I've only seen...
Can? Now you see me?
I mean, they like beat up a bunch of dudes with magic, I think, at some point where they're like passing off.
No, that's
like,
Harry Potter.
No, there was some true crime show where they had magicians offing each other over the perfect trick. I know it's been done.
The Prestige with...
Yeah, where he dude strangles his
That's
own clone.
That's a good movie, though.
That's like, a good movie.
That is a great movie.
But it is a good illustration of how evil magicians are.
But it's just a trick because he clones himself and murders himself every time, and the clone lives on.
Yeah, and then fucking Christian Bale and his twin, spoiler alert, get their, like, they pay that motherfucker back.
Well, yeah, but, like, one of them ends up dying, and the other dude just fucking sucks because he keeps committing suicide repeatedly.
What? No, yeah, Hugh Jackman commits suicide repeatedly because he's a fucking weirdo and hangs out with David Bowie
and
Gollum.
He's a fucking terrible person.
I don't know. I think if I had an opportunity to kill myself multiple times, I'd do it.
That doesn't surprise anybody in this audience.
No, think about it. You know, it's just you get it all out, so like every time, like, ugh, I hate me, and then.
So like your equivalent to like owning a punching bag is like, if I could just kill myself and come back every time, this would be great.
Well, wasn't the whole trick was like he visited Nikola Tesla, like got a machine,
David Bowie,
that would transport him. Yeah, it was David Bowie.
It was David
so
Bowie.
That was dope.
And Andy
he's all like, dance,
was...
magic, dance, right?
Yeah, and then the lightning flew.
He kidnaps a toddler, and there's a bunch of creatures he created in his basement.
They really paint Thomas Edison to be a cunt in that movie, which, from my understanding of reading some history on Wikipedia, Thomas Edison was a cunt.
I mean, maybe they're both cunts.
I mean, Tesla could have been a cunt, but I mean, he did some cool shit that was almost like magic.
Thomas Edison was kind of a magician, though, because he made elephants disappear.
With AC current?
Yeah. You didn't know what was going to happen. Like, we're going to display this new safe current. Oh, this is disgusting. Magic.
Wasn't he like displaying like, oh, this one kind is unsafe. He just electrocutes the fuck out of animals.
I bet everybody in the audience want these three elephants on stage to disappear.
Is this a rug or a scale?
Dude, what if it was a scale and this screen behind us is just like 2,000 pounds. And as I keep drinking beer, it just keeps going up.
Well, you're holding the beer, so that trick doesn't hold water.
I'll just put my finger on the table. You know, it's something that's not on the scale.
He's willing to go an extraordinary amount of distance for this bit. So,
whatever I got to do to make the people laugh, or myself.
Or yourself.
Mostly myself.
Yeah. So you've got beginning magicians around here. Are they coming and do comedy
beginning
shows?
Beginning magicians. I mean, you shouldn't even call them amateurs, just beginning magicians.
By the way, I had someone call an open mic an amateur night the other night, and I'm like, it's not a strip club. It's worse than that.
Wait, are there amateur nights at strip clubs?
Oh, that's... yeah. Wait, you've never been to an amateur night at a strip club?
No.
Oh, it's the best.
Dude, you can let's go. Fuck
no, no,
this.
No, 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 no. You don't go to see strangers embarrass themselves. You take your friends, get them drunk, and take them to amateur night and watch them embarrass themselves.
I'll be that friend.
I don't know if we're going to find a place that's going to be like, yes, we're looking for your type exactly.
I mean,
take off their clothes.
If only it was like a Thursday, we could make this happen like two more hours. Yeah. Chuck, do we have the right permits for that?
Can we go?
We're boylesque. It'll be fine.
No, I think my main problems with magicians, though, is like that I'm a comedian and I
amateur comedian.
I'm a little bit, but yeah, it's amateur.
I know, you've been doing comedy a long time.
I have to whip my
teasing.
Tits out every once in a while to get certain washed up movie stars to like me. But anyways,
hey, from what I understand, Pauly Shore is a cunt. And I can also say that I've performed on the same stage as Pauly Shore, but I really only like Biodome.
I mean, I still like it, but just knowing that I've now been technically sexually harassed by one of its stars was really cool. Like,
technically sexually harassed.
I mean, the first and only thing he pretty much said to me all night was, nice tits, bro.
Mmm. Did he grab them?
No, but it was he was too something.
So you weren't assaulted. He wasn't assaulted. He was
harassed.
He was harassed.
I don't know. I'm not going to cry wolf
did,
on
what
it.
Was fine. The look in his eyes when he said nice tits? Was it impressed?
Groggy.
Like, nice tits.
Groggy. It was
like Pauly Shore is like, I've seen better tits today.
He's definitely seen better tits, but like mine have the most hair. It's fine. But
when's he going to get off his mom's tits? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Yeah, isn't that like, isn't his mom rich as fuck?
His mom owns the Comedy Store.
Yeah, she invented like the greatest comedy place ever, so our careers are being ruined right now as this podcast is.
I don't know.
Right.
I'd rather be at Shakespeare's. Yeah. Near Pauly Shore.
He's leaving now. He's in Muskegon right now, so you're only 2 hours away. You actually drove closer to him tonight.
Oh, that's a shame.
That was not the plan.
Like ships passing in the night.
Now, next thing you're going to tell me that the rock and roll magician Michael Trix is like three blocks away.
Dude, what if they're like somehow like because they're actually... I think that's my main problem with magicians is like growing up, like I'm a gullible person. I think that's part of it. It's like okay. I saw magic and I was like, oh my God, that's like really happening. Like Chris Angel is floating up above
Mind
all these
freak.
People. Mind freak. Yeah. Like, but everything on his show can be explained by like a crane and wires and pressing pause on a camera a couple times.
Yeah. I kind of want to kick the shit out of him because he looks like he should be in typo negative.
Well, I mean, it's like he's... Is that a band? Or...
Yeah, they believe they're vampires.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I think he does too. And
no, he's a magician. There's a difference. Have you ever seen Harry Potter? Vampires exist in that world too.
Well, yeah.
And so do werewolves.
Las Vegas isn't Hogwarts.
All I'm trying to say is Chris Angel is a Death Eater. That's all I'm trying to say is he's a Death Eater.
Yeah, definitely. He's a piece of shit.
I hope people pop on that on when they listen to it.
Well,
they're not, Jordan. Nobody likes Harry Potter. Nerd.
Poppin'.
Really?
Did you just say fat, Joel? Oh, I thought you said fat. I'm like, that's all you got?
Which one?
Fat. Yeah. This we may be setting the six-man tag record for highest weight on the podcast.
Yeah, and only three members to a team.
The fat boys are back.
I can't.
I don't know if this stage is rated for this kind of weight.
Well, I know a couple of porches that aren't. But...
What, like Chuck's?
Yeah. I know. I once pogo-sticked through a porch.
Through a porch.
Wait. Whoa. Now that's a magic trick.
Now you see it, now it's broken.
Now you see it, now it's stuck like Winnie the Pooh.
I think maybe that's why I hate magicians is people just thought like I was a magician because like I sit on furniture and it disappears.
You guys don't have to work as hard and hurt as much for your tricks. This is bullshit.
Well, like, unlike a magician, I'll be honest about it afterwards and be like, no, I just fucking broke that shit. Sorry. How much did it cost?
I'm trying to figure out a magic trick, because one of the last times I saw, when I lived here, on a Sunday afternoon, we watched Braveheart, like, two times in a row. That's a fucking magic trick, dude. I think there was weed involved, though, which is probably the only way I got through that.
Watching Braveheart?
Well, two times in a row. Because Steve Baker was home.
Why?
Yeah, right? No, I don't know.
Did you drop acid and be like, no, we're not done with Braveheart yet. There's more to be learned.
I've never
turn it on again.
I've never dropped acid. I don't trust myself. I can't. I don't want to do it. I would freak the fuck out.
I mean,
and I believe in magic.
It'll make things appear. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm nuts. I don't need fucking psychedelics, dude.
Dude, you might get high enough to try and saw a woman in half.
No, that's bath salts.
The real magic.
All right, for my next trick.
Come here.
But, like, that's, like, another thing. Like, sawing a woman in half, like, I'm not going to trust that a magician can do it, but, like, the best doctors in the world can barely put your arm back on in, like, 18 hours of surgery.
No, but they fixed mine.
They did? What happened?
I flipped my car and broke my
arm.
See,
that's real-world magic, but you still have scars. Like,
yeah.
Like, old-timey magician with the top hat and the cape, like, girl's untouched, and, like, it's proven. You just tuck into a box. Like, that's not impressive.
But I'll tell you what, when I did break my arm, like, you know how in Harry Potter when they do the one fucking spell and, like, it turns, like, their limbs into rubber? Shut the fuck up. I'm telling a story.
It doesn't turn his limbs into rubber. It makes his bones disappear.
Yeah, well, that's basically what happened to me. Like, when I went to go, like, put my arm down, it just bent, and I was like, ooh, Harry Potter.
And the doctor's,
that's how,
like,
drunk I was. It was like, it didn't hurt the doctor, at the time.
The doctor's trying to stitch you back together, and you're like, no, it's Leviosa.
Oh, you'll laugh at that Harry Potter joke? Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, somebody that knows how to write Harry Potter jokes.
Whatever, I write Star Wars jokes. Leave me alone. Hey, by the way, I was going to bring that up. Where do you stand on Star Wars? It's like space magic. I mean, Jedi are space wizards.
I mean, but there's, like, science behind it, and, like, it's a natural karmic flow of the universe, which I'm kind of.
There are midichlorians involved.
Did you smoke weed before this?
No. That would be cool, though. Cool, but no, I don't hate, like, magical worlds or fantasy or anything like that. I hate real-life human beings that say, hi, I'm David Copperfield. I'm going to make the Statue of Liberty disappear. Wah.
Did he do that?
Yes. Yeah, he fucking did that. And all you need to do is hire a group full of actors to sit right here and be like, yeah, it fucking disappeared, dog. When really, like, when they show it on TV, it's just camera tricks. Like, first of all, if you're actually going to make the Statue of Liberty disappear, like, if that happens, people are going to fucking notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, second of all, how do you get the permits for that?
Right.
Like, hey, I'm just going to send all your staff to, like, the Forbidden Dark Zone for a minute. Like, hope you don't mind.
Well, it's pretty much, like, that's, you can do those if you're a magician with representation.
It's like, we can handle these lawsuits. I got billions. Like, yeah. Are you a magician? Or are you, like, an old-timey supervillain? Like, for my next trick, I will send the Eiffel Tower to the moon! And I'll bring it back for $1 billion!
Why would it be the Eiffel Tower?
I don't know, something big, like, watch me fill the Grand Canyon! Oh, I mean, magic!
What would be really cool, though, is, like, if a guy was like, no, I'm literally going to send the fucking Eiffel Tower to the moon, and then he just totally fucks it up, and it just, like, spears through.
It'd probably be Elon Musk,
honestly.
I'm sending the Eiffel Tower to Mars. I need landmarks. Man was here. Fuck the universe. I'm Elon Musk.
That's, like, the ultimate video game.
The man deleted Facebook. He can do anything.
Yeah, that's difficult.
That's real magic.
Well, not Facebook, his Facebook. I wish he would delete all of Facebook.
You know what? A real magic trick would, like, bring MySpace back.
Yeah.
Like, that would be...
Let's see if Tom from MySpace can make...
Yeah. Like, I'm going to make Tom reappear!
Dude just has millions of dollars and hasn't been doing anything for the last 18 years.
I'll,
like,
tell you what,
doing?
Though. He fucking is a magician, because I would remove that motherfucker out of my top eight and he always came back.
Dude, I guarantee you there's just, like, one point in time, like, where he's just got his millions of MySpace dollars and he's just walking past a thrift shop and he sees, like, an old magic kit and just like, okay, let's do this. Like, now he's making the Eiffel Tower disappear.
Fuck Tom from MySpace. He disappeared. He is a magician. Nobody gives a fuck about him.
I mean, or should we be looking for him?
No. We should be looking for the guy who created Zanga. Whoever that was. Let's bring that guy back from the dead or whatever.
What if, like, all of a sudden Tom from MySpace was like, your friend on
I'm
Facebook.
Bringing back GeoCities. I'm bringing back Angel Fire. Like, that's like, that Tom would be great. He'd be good at that.
All of a sudden,
I would rather do that than pay a bunch of money for Squarespace. Thank you. Bring back GeoCities 2018.
Or Angel Fire.
Angel Fire, that I picture too many websites with bad MIDI music over it.
What's the problem?
I don't like MIDI. It's tinny.
You listen to New Order.
Yes, I listen to New Order. It is accomplished tinny music. Thank you.
I'm glad you played into that one. Thank you.
I don't get any of these jokes.
New Order is the band
You listen to rap?
I guess I would look that way. What do you think I listen to?
Bad music.
Bad music?
I don't know. What do you listen to? I'll tell you if it's bad or not. Just say a band or something.
Bike Tough. Boom.
Bike Tough's cool. Bike Tough. Yeah, Bike Tough. Bike Tough's cool.
How cats normally have two eyes? This one's got four. You won't pet it.
Yeah. All I'm saying is The Prestige is a good movie, and like everybody should watch it. It's on Netflix.
It's Wolverine
and Batman. Wolverine versus Batman.
Well, if only who was
watch it?
It
through that prism. Next time, watch it through that prism.
I mean, I guess it would make sense because Batman would have to have a twin to like outsmart the Wolverine who can continually drown himself.
Batman can beat anybody. Period.
Well, okay.
Period.
Well, think about it this way. What if it's Wolverine, though, who keeps cloning himself and can't die, so instead he just entraps himself in water prisons, and then he, like, goes and, like, breaks the water prisons.
Water prisons, also known as tanks.
But he breaks the water prisons, they all come back to life, and there's thousands of fucking Wolverines like, hey, bro, no more magic, we're gonna go fuck up Batman.
All right, what about Harry Houdini? He should be brought up, I think.
I thought about that.
Didn't he die doing a magic trick? A
fucking cannonball to the stomach. I think that's just poor life decisions.
No, he didn't die.
Oh, yeah, so...
By a cannonball?
No. He would let anyone punch him in the gut.
Can somebody Google how Houdini died?
So he technically died from appendicitis then.
What a pussy. Appendicitis. Just cut that shit out. Go back to work.
Yes, George.
George?
I just called you George because you made me so angry.
Well,
what are we doing today?
Oh, now I get it.
Appendicitis is a pussy way to die. Yes, so is cholera. Smallpox.
Polio.
Yeah. They were pussies. They didn't have access to modern medicine.
He's a magician. He should have been like, whoop.
Well, I mean, he was a magician, but his, like... His best act that I know of, like the thing he was really well known for, was escaping from handcuffs. But like back then, handcuffs, like locks were just like literally you put a stick in there and just goes click, you're open.
Yeah, the cops don't do that anymore. They don't.
Does anybody still have one of those magic handcuff keys that you could get from an army surplus store that open any police handcuffs? Is this still a thing?
Are you asking for you or a friend?
Does anyone remember as a kid how you thought that having a handcuff key on you would be a useful thing, and then you actually find yourself in handcuffs and you're just like, this wouldn't have been
nope, just you.
No, there are times where I could have used a key because I've got one arm trapped to something and then my keys are over there.
Like a bedpost?
I'm not going to suggest that it's a bedpost. I mean, you know, let's be honest. I look like somebody that would be detained for reasons other than sex.
I was going to say you look like somebody who does the detaining, not being detained. Only by police and authority figures.
Well, it depends on in what context they're an authority figure.
What? Do you fuck cops?
No, I don't.
Then why are you getting
cops
handcuffed
he
to bed?
Fuck the police very literally.
I would never bottom for a cop if that's what you're asking.
But you would fuck one?
Yeah.
Fuck the police.
Fuck magic. When that cute exists in the world, when Jeremy Shear will fuck a cop like that, why? Who cares about
magic?
Well,
it'd be. I wouldn't care if they come.
You don't deserve it.
You're here to protect and serve. Serve.
And then you break into like, you just got served. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, just to dance away when I'm done.
I know. I hate magician names. Like, I searched for Harry Houdini, and it's like, people also search for Dynamo.
Dynamo.
I'm curious, is Aleister Crowley on that list right there?
No, but Adrian Brody is.
Why? Because of that movie The Jacket?
Probably. How about this? Hans Klock.
I don't. That's probably not a magician. That's like Mengele's like go-to guy. You guys don't know World War II?
Fucking no, we're simps. Just trying to figure out why a guy with the last name Clock automatically is involved in the Holocaust. That's what we're trying to figure out, Jordan.
The Germans,
lead us to that point.
His name was Hans.
Okay. And the Germans are efficient. You could say it's like clockwork, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. See? Now that we've filled in the blanks, that's a wonderful bit, Jordan. Thank
My
you.
Jokes are like Mad Libs.
Just random verbs, nouns, adverbs.
Yeah.
And then you read it back to your friends, and you're like,
and
what
it still
the fuck?
Sucks.
Jordan's jokes are like Mad Libs if you drown children and pull them up like right as they're about to take in their first breath, then they get the answer.
First or last? That fell flat.
Yeah,
I'm so happy it did.
Yeah, right. Well, it was my turn, Jordan.
Score one for me.
Let Jeremy have a win.
No, he gets wins.
I get plenty of wins. It's just... This is how this relationship works. Occasionally, I have to make him feel good by saying something incredibly stupid.
It's
like
great.
There, right there. It's, see, there's another.
It's great. I love it so much.
I'm just going to talk my way out of this.
Well, no, here's a real dope thought that I had, you guys, about how I hate
That's
magicians.
How I know you listen to bad music.
Bad music?
You said dope thought.
No, okay. So the vernacular starts as ironic, and then...
It does, doesn't it?
And then
it
and just then you ends up, saying, you're just like, hey,
he's
bro.
Right.
Hey, bro, isn't it funny? And then you're like, what up, bro? No. And you're like, fuck, it's in there.
I know, and like, fam. Like, I said it like to be funny, and now I say
it's,
it.
It's best just to
or
embrace
AF.
It. Or AF. AF, yeah.
I'm fucking lame AF.
Lit. Dog.
Bob knows.
I know. I live in Kalamazoo. But no, like, if magic was real, there would be a magic department at the Pentagon.
Like the...
Like modern
fucking
day.
Harry Potter, are you kidding me?
Like they'd have Elon Musk, like, here's my rocket technology, and then they're like, David Copperfield.
I thought
what
you said
got?
Ramen technology. I'm like, all right, well now we're talking. Like,
well, I mean, I'm sure he uses that flamethrower to just like light it up.
Let's boil Mr. the shit out of some water. Please help us make ISIS disappear.
Yeah, they're just like, okay, Chris Angel, like explain to us how this guyliner is gonna make our soldiers blend in the middle of the deserts in Iraq so he can get the oil.
I have a plan. You use the guyliner, but then you dress them up in like more feminine garments so that they look like they're lost women out on the go.
Yeah, in order to murder tribes people in caves in yes. Afghanistan.
In capes or in caves?
Caves. Okay. I slur my speech. Okay.
No, because I'm like, they're not called capes. I don't know what they're called, but I know they're not capes. It's like a Harry Potter robe almost, like what Voldemort wears. See?
A nose See? Prosthetic?
Ralph Fiennes wore a nose prosthetic. I'm talking about actual Voldemort.
I think I need another beer if we're going to keep talking about Harry Potter at this point.
Can you guys see where I got excited? Like, oh, we're going to talk about magicians?
No,
talk about Harry Potter.
We're gonna talk about children's books. Yes, Jordan.
I know, I do like Harry Potter.
Preteen.
Like, all right, Jordan, what Harry Potter house are you in?
Slytherin. Come on.
Because why are you in Slytherin?
I'm not a good person.
Okay. So you like to commit genocide for anyone who's not
no,
a pure-blooded
not
magician.
Everybody in Slytherin. I just like the dark things in life.
Okay, like murdering innocent people.
He's like one of those punks in the 70s that wore swastikas because they look cool.
No, that is so not me.
But also because they
The
hate
only Jew
black
I
people.
Hate is you, and it has nothing to do with your fucking ethnicity. It's you as a person.
No, I would be a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
Because I'm Hufflepuffy. Oh.
Yeah. What, cock?
That's not my Harry Potter joke that I actually tell on stage, so that's okay.
So you're getting a new Harry Potter joke for the price of admission.
think Hot of the, takes.
Think of the savings. All these hours and hours of new jokes.
I don't know. Just workshopping.
Think of the savings. More money will just appear in your account.
Oh, yeah, I need that kind of magician.
I thought I was supposed to have, like, an outlet for my anger here, not just get sad.
Are you just sad because, magicians are terrible? No, so when is the moment in your life where you're encountered with a magician and it goes from, aw, to fuck you?
Okay. I don't know. I only have like one that I can think of where, like, I don't know. We used to like party down like the student ghetto,
yeah,
Vine neighborhood area, and like there's been a couple times I've ran into kids like who show up at parties. They don't know anybody, but they have a deck of cards.
Oh.
And they're gonna guess your card. Like, they have no other social skills.
I
like,
love when people get that wrong.
Like, that's my magic trick was making beer disappear, which...
Yeah.
That was mixed reviews on that one.
Impressive, but expensive.
But their magic trick... And that's what I was, like, talking... It's... I don't know. It's fine. But, like, I eventually grew a personality and became a person. Now I do comedy and I have no friends anymore, so it's fine. But
yeah, so you're a comic.
I don't know. I don't like any sort of... like artistic expression that can be.
I wish that would have just stopped right there.
Fuck art! Good night! But like, there's nothing good about any form of artistic expression that can be made better by a ta-da!
I don't know.
Incorrect. A cum shot. Ta-da! Yes.
Bodily ejection and also artistic expression. Got it.
One and the same.
One and the same. But, like, I don't know, like, half the time the card tricks that they're going to amaze you with while they, like... Because they, like, a good magician, though, like, because mainly I hate shitty magicians or just things that are fake, obviously. Like, that's why, like, most fall into that category.
Okay.
But it's, like... There's no, like, connection with that person of, like, oh, like, we're getting to meet the person because that's why they're sitting there doing tricks for you because they want attention. And, like, oh, like, is this your card? But half the time they, like, make you pick one out and then they set out, like, six piles and they're just like, all right, they do the math version of magic.
Yeah, well, if you do card tricks as a magician, you're not a magician, you're a dildo. And fucking everybody should, like, I would, like, if somebody's like, hey, let me pick a card, any card, I'm just... fucking punch him in the face because that's annoying. And I do like when they get it wrong. It's really funny. Like, nope, asshole. It was a five of clubs.
No, I like watching those people at work. My entire personality is that I can guess your card because whoever gets engaged with them, those are the people to avoid because they have too much patience.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like a... Like, I have a friend who tells stories that never end when we're drunk, and it's just, holy shit, like, what's the point? And then you realize it's 3 hours later, and you've had four beers, and, like, nothing's happened.
Bad storytellers are, like, that. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. It's, like, people who chew with their mouth open, wet socks, and people who fucking suck at telling stories. Like, I would commit an act of terrorism at any given time if any one of those three things is happening.
But I think my worst encounter with that type of person, like, because, I don't know, maybe it's because I want attention myself from people and, like, I go
out. Yeah, you get on stage and you talk into a microphone. What the fuck do you think we're doing here right now?
We love attention. Mm. Hey, anyone want to see a card trick? I've been practicing one. No, like,
I show you where the card is.
I was going to say, I make all the money out of my bank card disappear. Like, am I a magician?
Or I'll just make your alcoholic bank card disappear. Let me see
it. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, there's only 3 cents on it. That's fine.
Jordan, I can make your money disappear with the card trick. Ta-da!
Yeah.
Is that a drug reference?
No, it's not. Oh, yeah, I guess it was, wasn't it? No, because what the card he pulled out, he does make my money disappear because I pay his fucking tax. I pay my taxes, and it pays for that card he has.
It pays for these, which keep me... keep me on the air and not passed out in the back with my
Rockstar.
Yeah. They're not sponsoring me, so fuck them. Okay. A generic energy drink.
You know, no, I was saying you are a rock star. We really like Fred Bull.
You know who should sponsor me? Rock C's.
I'm really amped to be here, you guys.
Hey, man. Bob. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
I was just fucking with
Come
you.
Come on, Bob, hit the nos.
Ta-da!
Hey, tell him a joke.
Oh, you want to hear my Harry Potter joke?
Actually, I do. Okay. Normally, we don't let people do their bits on this show, but give me a Harry Potter joke.
I mean, this isn't even... okay, here we go. So, you guys, I was dog shopping the other day, And
Let's break it down though. Were you really? Was it the other day, or was it when you wrote this?
Jesus Christ, it's just, Jordan!
I'm just fucking, I mean, if I was on stage, I try not to use the other day because that's obviously a setup.
It's my bad. Go ahead.
That's comedy version of lying. But I've been dog shopping. Like, me and my girlfriend want to get a dog, trying to find some adorable. Stumbled upon like the most adorable dog I've ever seen. You guys seen a Puggle before?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh wow, a Puggle. That's an amazing dog. But I can't get it.
I know where he's going with it.
Because what kind of dog doesn't know magic?
I knew where it was going, and I still...
I know. I did that for like 300 people at Laugh Fest, and like it did pretty well. But like you could tell half the crowd's like, "What the fuck is he talking about?" And it's like that joke is for who?
Kind of like all, most of my Harry Potter references.
Yeah,
tonight.
Exactly. Ta-da!
Sheer, why do you hate musicians?
Magicians. Why do I hate musicians? Because they're competing for my attention as well.
Musicians or magicians?
But I meant, what I meant was magicians.
Why do I hate magicians? I don't trust them.
They got shifty
eyes.
They're
like carnies to you?
Yeah, they are. They come from that same school. They're trying to grift me out of my money.
So do wrestlers, you fuckhead.
Yeah, but wrestlers will at least put on an entertaining physical spectacle and might die for my amusement.
Yeah, they're more actor.
I can't argue that. That's legit.
An escape artist might die for my amusement, but a magician?
They're not dying for your amusement.
Yeah.
They're dying because they fucked up. They're not dying
amusing to me.
Yeah, but they didn't.
They're dying because they found out that they can get some pussy by locking themselves in a cage at the bottom of the ocean. And they've got 30 seconds to get out.
You can't even swim to the top of the ocean in 30 seconds.
All right, like San Francisco Bay. Who cares?
There's sharks there. Fuck
yeah,
that.
This is a great trick. I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Well, is it better if they don't make it to the surface?
Yes.
They make it to the surface. They just slowly float.
And then the sharks come, and then Pennywise is there.
The clown or the band?
Both.
The clown.
They all float down here.
They all float down here.
San Francisco.
For you. Whoa.
We're going to Alcatraz. We're watching Johnny escape from the flooded basement.
Of Alcatraz. Yeah. I like it. I'll watch that.
And then everyone's sad drinking at the bar. What happened, bro? Johnny didn't make it.
That sounds like a punk song from the 70s. Johnny didn't make it.
Yeah, definitely.
And Pennywise is still there.
Whoa!
How many times have you seen magicians in casual clothes? That's another thing I don't like about them.
Blouses?
Wait, yeah. Whoa. Something went over my head. What? That's all you said was blouses. Like, he asked you a question and all
I didn't blank? I was trying to yes and. Like, magicians, you never see a magician in casual clothes.
No, it's even
Jeremy.
Even when I'm picking one up to do, like, a show for 10 people, suit and tie with all the goddamn pockets in their jackets
Not
so they can hide their
tricks.
Not necessarily.
Look at Chris Angel. He always wore shitty V-necks and fucking...
That's
like,
his version of dressing up.
I mean, I don't think... Like, if he didn't make it as a magician, you would probably see him on RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, that's the next place he's going.
No, Chris Angel would get voted off the first week.
Well, but still, he made it there with that blouse.
I could get further in RuPaul's Drag Race than Chris Angel.
You're like, honey,
and that's
please.
True magic. Oh, honey.
Yeah, corsets are magic. Actually, we're going to do
Fuck
a
Fuck you! Because that was a really good joke, and barely anybody picked up on it.
All I'm saying is we're having a GoFundMe to get you a new corset.
It'd make me look skinnier, and yeah. I don't have to stop drinking.
Put the curves in the right places instead of where they don't belong.
You see here, while we have 18 indentations, we'll turn that into one.
Ta-da!
Ba-da-ba-da-da.
I was talking with Bob like right before the show, and I was saying how I'm in a RuPaul's Drag Race fantasy league, and for the finale, I guess like this is my first year in it. I guess they do like a big to-do about it.
And like last year, this one girl's boyfriend came and dragged. So I'm like, well, I have to. And I was like, yeah, the other day we were talking about it. I was like, yeah, we're definitely going to have to get me a corset. She goes, oh, yeah, you can't have that body and do drag. Thanks, honey. I appreciate that. She's like, you can't have boy body. I'm like, yeah, that's
it's like good. Stubble. Okay.
Well, there's this one drag queen who I've fallen in.
Why can't you be Lil Beach Ball?
That's a rapper name. That's not even no drag queen.
Aren't they the same? No. I got it. Beach Ball Disaster.
You can't. No, that's no. The no. Any drag queen who puts Lil at the beginning of their name, no.
That's a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, exactly. And they probably drink promethazine, like most likely.
Promethazine. All right, so
why don't you grow up and do a real drug?
I don't think I ever finished that story though. About okay,
no, you didn't.
So you got the kids who roam the Vine neighborhood doing card tricks for other college students because that's how they make friends. But instead, they just like do a magic trick and then like disappear in a puff of smoke or whatever. Like people just
virgins.
Yeah, I don't know. Like that's what I figured. It's like they gotta be here just trying to like blatantly have sex with somebody. Like no other, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's like you got the guitar guy at the party. You also have me, the drunken asshole that chugs beers, and then you have the other guy who, like, the group of kids who are like dressed well, they don't drink, and they're here to do magic.
Man,
who all look like creeps.
Yeah, super creepy. Yeah. And like maybe they're cool people, but they
no,
won't.
Probably not. But if you're a creep, you can't be a cool person. Well, there's no crossover.
Maybe I don't know. Like I'm
what
not.
What are you talking about? Bill was a very cool person. Very cool.
Bill didn't drink. Bill didn't swear. Bill fuck Bill. Bill raped people. He's a piece of shit. Never was cool.
Bill's
next
a piece
thing.
Of shit. Okay. Anyways,
next thing.
You got fooled by him too. Don't pretend that you
don't. No, I won't lie. Bill Cosby himself is a great special. Okay. It's
yeah,
a great
it's a
special.
Wonderful magic trick. And then you pull the rug. Ta-da! He's a rapist.
The real magicians are stars and politicians.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, I feel like these kids, like, probably have a puzzle piece logo somewhere in their life. Like, that's as far as insensitive I want to go about it. But I mean,
yeah, well, like, I can understand, and I also would like to buy into getting these people off the face of the planet, preferably in camps.
Well, do it while gun control laws are what they are now.
Good
well,
idea.
I mean, I don't know. But anyways, so as insensitive.
Let me just say Jesus Christ. Really? A school gets shot up fucking once a week now and I can't make a joke about it? It's like I didn't specify which one.
50 people got stabbed in China with a knife.
At once?
Yeah.
Now that's magic.
Now that is magic, my friend. That's fucking fantastic.
I know. I did see, though, that one politician's idea, or he's a superintendent, what's the difference? Anyway, at his schools, they have go buckets, which are buckets filled with river stone.
You keep going.
So that if a shooter comes into the room, or any would-be assailant comes into the room, like
you
the kids,
stone them?
Yeah, the kids can.
The fuck, this isn't fucking 1200 BC. You don't stone people anymore.
No, this is a great idea.
You shoot people like
what
an
if
adult.
What if it was just like a fucking fog machine full of marijuana, and then you stone them that way, just like bro.
Bob's job is to go find the shooter. Hey, chill out, man. Just hit this shit, man.
Here's the volcano bag, man. Relax.
Dude, I haven't heard a volcano reference in a long time.
And he tries to, like, shoot you, and you're just like, bro, calm down. I'm cool.
Dude, don't shoot me. I'm just hit this shit.
And then I'm also trained in sleeper hold, so then I...
That's it? You just get him high and then put him in a sleeper hold?
Yeah.
Who were you trained by?
It was like
fucking Cheech and Chong and fucking Brock Lesnar at the same time.
Yeah, like that'd be dope. Like,
no, it wouldn't.
Dude, do I have the look of someone who could beat someone's ass, let alone disarm them if they have a gun?
Yes.
I would hope so.
You're large and in charge. That's what you
That's his drag name.
Beach Ball Disaster. Kalamazoo Ninja. But anyway, so going back to the story of like roaming bands of magicians in the student ghetto while people are out partying, unsuspectedly, there are magicians taking to the streets that want to become your friends. But they do their tricks for you, introduce themselves, and when they realize that no one is going to... Like, because they don't engage in any conversation afterwards. Like,
they just do their magic tricks,
and they're like, "Oh, so what's your name?" And he's like, "You want to see another magic trick?"
That's all I had.
Like, I don't have a personality.
Tony! And runs away.
And then he's like, and then like 6 tricks later, he's like, fuck, that's all I practiced this week. I gotta go. Like, I'm not just raining in tits right now.
He throws like one of those little fake firecracker poppers. Yeah, just runs away.
Poof, like,
it's not even a smoke bomb,
or
you idiot.
Or he like snaps like the smoke flare like magic paper and runs away.
If I would have saw like a group of kids that are trying to be magicians, like running around like trying to like recruit people to be their friends, you'd call them fuck. You'd make fun of them.
Yeah,
you point and laugh at those.
But
people.
Okay, I think those are the ones that I really hate. But also, I hate magic in general because it's all a lie, except for like the ones that I told you I liked,
like Harry Potter, Severus Snape,
Gandalf, like, Gargamel's a creep, fucking. But you've got like the amazing Jonathan, Piff the Magic Dragon. They're hilarious. Penn Teller's hilarious. But like those people who are obviously just in magic for all the wrong reasons. Like,
okay, so since you hate magic and there's only a few, like, how does a magician get to that coveted, vetted state where he's like, Bob likes me now. I have done enough good tricks.
I mean, I would hope all magicians just really care about my opinion to begin with, but...
They're listening to this right now.
But no, I don't know. It's just like the ones like...
Bob Fredericks, number one magician critic.
What if that's like my thing? That's my calling.
For the Kalamazoo Times or whatever the fucking
like
paper.
Someone hears this podcast and they're like, "Oh, we got an up and comer. Oh, you want to be a magic scout?"
I'm like a recruiter for Hogwarts,
and they convinced me because like, "Oh, do I get to go see Quidditch match for real? Like, let's do this." And then no, I'm just
and
like
the real trick is you making them disappear.
But no, it just ends up me in the middle of Iowa at like a shit gig, like I'd be doing comedy for 10 people, but it's a magician. Like, have you ever heard? I won't do that, but like just fucking someone like
is that the beginning of a Jerry Seinfeld joke? You ever failed on?
What's the deal with magic?
He doesn't sound like fucking Pennywise.
Or like I
the band or the, clown.
I'm not good at impressions. I think my evil magician was like, "For my next trick."
Yeah, just like a vaudeville.
The old timey, like, "I will tie this woman to a railroad track and run away."
Yeah.
You guys could voice a shitty cartoon character from the 1940s together.
Dude, we got that down. Check. Yeah. But
you guys have to split the check, though.
But okay, so you have the roving bands in the party city or the party town. Like, it's not like they're sitting there like setting up like a stage show in basements, like basement bands that we've all like gone to see. Like, that would be amazing. Like, they get a smoke machine, they put on a whole show for like drunk people in a basement. Like, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But instead, they're obviously trying to meet people and like up their profile, but like actually don't follow through with the meeting people portion of it. They're just like, "Oh, do you like my magic? Bye."
That would be like if we went to parties and then found groups of 5 people and started doing our act.
Yeah, they're wearing like jean shorts.
Can we just start podcasting to people? Just not recording it and just, I mean...
Oh, welcome to Sad Boys Social Club. You're at IHOP, buddy.
Did anybody see that video on the internet going around of the 2 dudes getting in a fight at IHOP with like... fucking throwing plates at each other and shit, and then the one dude totally does a pile driver. It was so sick, and like the tag I saw on it was International House of Pile Drivers, and I was like, that wins the joke of the year, and it's only fucking March.
I know it already.
Yeah. All right, well, speaking of sponsors, we got to get to ours. Thank you very much to Just Boss.
IHOP does not sponsor us.
No, IHOP does not. If IHOP sponsored us, I would be way fatter. Wait, because I'd be like...
I wouldn't. I don't like that shit.
Well, look.
I like waffles.
I would get a sponsorship from them if they gave me never-ending pancakes all the time. Wherever I go, I get never-ending pancakes.
You just like free food and blueberry syrup. You look like you drink blueberry syrup.
You know what? Give me a kiss afterwards, and we'll see how accurate that is.
Well, I want to go smoke a cigarette, though.
Yeah, well, that's going to ruin the blueberry syrup taste.
Wait, whoa. Where's that taste coming from? Your mouth?
Well,
I hope.
We're sponsored by blueberry cigarettes. Trump's going to make them legal again.
We call it a blueberry salad, baby. Thank you very much to Jess Falstick at Epic Fall on the Twitter. You can listen to her podcast, The Default Setting, on the Above Below Entertainment Network.
That's my network.
Thank you, Brit Fox, Xbox Rocks on the Instagram and Snapchat. And thanks to Shakespeare's Lower Level for having us. Whew. And Bob, where can people find you on the interwebs?
My social media.
Not what I tagged you on Twitter.
That's like one that I made originally, but then like abandoned. So I have one follower that like try and be like,
bro. I guess I should have done more research.
No, it's Bob_Fred_Rick. Cause my parents gave me four first names. Apparently.
Wait, what's the other one?
My name's Robert. My middle name's William. And my last name's Frederick. So Bobby, Bill, Fred, Rick.
That is a lot of names.
That's what the name of your first album should be.
Bobby Bill. Like, I just feel like I should Frederick. Be living in a trailer. And my website is noglitteronchristmas.com.
That's better than rdbcomedy.com.
No glitter on Christmas. No glitter anytime. It's hard to clean up.
Whatever, dude. Always okay, glitter I love on glitter, RuPaul's Drag speaking, Race. Always glitter.
I'm speaking out for like the people that have to clean up after me. So
what
I don't
would
wear
you
glitter.
Use glitter for? Never mind.
He can be fabulous if he wants to.
Okay.
He can sometimes I like to leave a sparkly trail to where the magic is going to be. Ta-da! All right.
And then he was gone.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates magicians as much as Bob Fredericks.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again! I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge paper. Drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches that I was meant to take. This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.